Let me ask you a question. What do you think is the greatest painting of all time?
想问大家一个问题，你们觉得最出名的名画是什么？
Well, most experts say that it's the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci.
很多人说是达芬奇的《蒙娜丽莎》。
But have you ever heard the story about how the Mona Lisa became the greatest painting of all time?
你们有没有听到过那个故事？就是说，《蒙娜丽莎》这幅画是怎么会成为世界上最出名的？
For most of its early life, after Da Vinci painted it, museum goers paid little attention to the Mona Lisa.
在达芬奇画了这幅画之后。很多去博物馆的人，他们并不是很关心这幅画。
In fact, for those of you who like art, there was no comparison in many people's minds between that and some of the Renaissance paintings.
如果你关心艺术的话，你有些人会知道，当时人们对文艺复兴时代的很多作品都比对这幅画要热衷的多。
But suddenly, the Mona Lisa rocketed all the way up to being the greatest painting of all time.
但突然之间，蒙娜丽莎成为了一幅最有名的画。
Here's what happened.
为什么呢？
In 1911, a maintenance worker at the Louvre walked out of the museum stealing the Mona Lisa underneath his coat.
在1911年的时候，卢浮宫的一个维修工，他把那幅画呢，就藏在自己的大衣里面，想偷走。
And as soon as the Parisians heard this, they were absolutely shocked that someone had stolen the Mona Lisa.
那巴黎人，当他们知道有人偷走了蒙娜丽莎的时候，他们都觉得很惊讶。
And it's interesting that they lined up to look at the gap.Where the Mona Lisa used to be. In other words, more people looked at the gap where it used to be than came to actually look at the painting itself.
大家都排队去看那个空的一个架子。
The world was electrified by all of this, and quickly it was rated as the most popular painting of all time. And then in 1919, there was this nut who drew a goatee.On the Mona Lisa to make it even more popular.
突然之间呢，全世界都知道了这幅画。然后在1919年的时候，这幅画变得更加有名。
If I were to give a headline to the story of the greatness of the Mona Lisa, I would say it would be this: Suffering is the pathway to glory.
那从蒙娜丽莎的这幅画，我们来总结一个教训，那就是。受苦是通向荣耀的一个必经之路。
Let's face it, none of us like to suffer. The young people today say suffering sucks.
很多人都不喜欢受苦更多年轻人更是。
Way back in 1950, I traveled with my parents on the Queen Elizabeth from New York to England.
在五十年代的时候，我和我的父母亲从纽约坐游轮到英国。
Now we couldn't afford to travel first class; we traveled third class. But if you were to go into the first class of the Queen Elizabeth, you'd notice something very interesting.
我们付不起去坐头等舱，我们坐的是三等舱。但是如果你能够经历到头等舱经历的话，那真的是很有趣的。
The first class of this ship featured rose-colored mirrors, especially when you went into the dining room, there were these long, huge, gorgeous rose-colored mirrors.
那个餐厅里面是有那种玫瑰色的镜子。
You know why they had rose-colored mirrors?
你知道为什么吗？
It's something called seasickness.
那是因为防止你晕船。
You see, those rose-colored mirrors were lying to the first-class customers and saying, "You're having a good time. You're having a good time."
那些玫瑰色的镜子就一直在提醒着那些乘客们你正在享受着。
But the truth was, they looked like death warmed over because they were seasick.
事实上呢, 他们真是晕船晕得厉害。
For a few minutes today, I want to talk with you then about the fact that suffering is the only pathway to glory. If you're a Christian here today, if you're a child of God, you can't make an end run around suffering. Suffering is the only pathway to glory.
如果你是一个基督徒的话, 我要提醒你, 受苦是, 达到荣耀的一个必经之路。
I want to base my thoughts on just one verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
我们今天要读的经文是罗马书8章17节。
Romans 8, 17 says, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, listen to this, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
罗马书8章17节, 既是儿女便是后嗣, 就是神的后嗣, 和基督同作后嗣。 如果我们和他一同受苦, 也必和他一同得荣耀。
We need to understand something about the Christian life. The Christian life is a combination of suffering and glory.
我们要来明白, 基督徒的生活, 是一个受苦和得荣耀的一个混合体。
Or to put it differently, the Christian life is always a combination of hallelujahs and hurts, right? Doesn't that sound familiar? There are times when we're saying hallelujah, but there are other times when we're hurting like crazy.
也就是说基督徒的生活是充满着既要赞美神又会时时的受伤。
It's very interesting that the verse I just read for you is in the middle of a section where the Apostle Paul is giving four proofs that you really are a daughter of God or a son of God.
这是罗马书的17节是使徒保罗 所说 就是要证明我们是神的儿女的一些证据。
And in verse 17, he's saying, you want to have proof that you're really saved? Guess what it is? You suffer.
在17节中特别的提醒我们说, 证据之一就是一同受苦。
You know, that sounds counterintuitive. In other words, if I was trying to give assurance of salvation to a group of people, you know, I wouldn't say, you want assurance of your salvation? Guess what? How much are you suffering? The more you're suffering, the more you can be assured of yourself. That doesn't ring with a lot of people. We don't like to hear that.
如果我要宣扬救恩的话，我问人家你愿意受多少的苦？ 很多人愿意接受这个事实。
Why does the Apostle Paul bring in suffering at this point when he's talking about assurance of our salvation?
使徒保罗为什么在他 提起救恩的时候 谈到我们的受苦呢？
Because the Apostle Paul was a realist and a pastor.
因为他是一个现实主义者, 那他也是一位牧师。
And as a realist, he wrote to a lot of people and ministered to a lot of people who were suffering. And he's encouraging them and he's saying, look, I want to tell you that suffering in your life is actually an affirmation that you really are a child of God.
作为现实主义者,他亲眼见到很多人的受苦,他也要鼓励别人,就是作为神的子女,他们的一个,作为神的子女的证据之一,就是他们要和神一同受苦。
We need to understand this because there's a lot of touchy-feely sermons that are being preached from pulpits today.
有很多, 比较感人的一些, 一些正道。
One of them who's always preaching touchy-feely sermons is Joel Osteen, right? Joel Osteen. And he recently wrote a book titled Your Best Life. And in this book, he says the following, I quote, God wants nothing more than to ensure your happiness.
他其中写了一句话说, 神, 对你来说就是要保证你的幸福。
But is that biblical? Now, today's verse says that suffering is the only pathway to glory.
那他说的话符合圣经的教义吗? 因为我们现在说的是, 受苦是达到荣耀的一个必经途径。
But towards the end of this verse, the Apostle Paul gives us tremendous comfort. He says, in the middle of all of your hurting, you can know that your story as a child of God will have a great and glorious ending.
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们说，在我们受苦的过程当中，我们会非常明确的知道，我们这种经历能够最终达到一种荣耀，是一种好的结局。
Let me tell you something. There are some sermons that are really easy for me to preach, but there are other sermons that are way over my head, way over my head.
有些 有时候讲道是蛮容易的，但是有时候呢，真的是很需要动点脑筋。
And this statement at the end of Romans 8:17, that the day is coming when we're going to share in God's glory, is way over my head. I can't describe to you the incredible glory that is going to be yours at the end of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
那最后一句话就是我们必和他一同得荣耀。 这个，就是希望大家能够想象一下，这是真的是充满了我的灵魂，就是我，就是一直想让大家一起达到这一个境界。You
know, as we close today, I just want to give two practical takeaways from today's text.
从今天的这节经文，我想在现实当中我们要学两个功课。Okay,
the first practical takeaway is this, that there are going to be hurts as well as hallelujahs in your life. You can bank on it. You'll have both hurts and hallelujahs.
首先在我们的生活当中，我们既有赞美神的时刻，也有受伤的时刻。
Romans chapter 8, verse 17 reminds me of two exhortations that Paul makes back in Romans 5, 2 and 3. If you have your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 5, verses 2 and 3.
如果你圣经打开的话，请打开圣经，罗马书五章二到三节。Okay,
first of all, in Romans 5:2, the apostle says we are to boast in what? Boast in hope of the glory of God. So we have a right to boast, to be confident of the glory of God that's going to be ours.
首先在第二节中说，我们要欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
But notice in the very next phrase, in the next verse, not only are we to do that, but we're to boast in something else. Anyone? Boast in our sufferings.
然后第三节又马上提醒我们，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。You
say, you know, how on earth can I boast in my sufferings? What, Paul, what are you talking about when you say, I as a Christian am to boast in my sufferings? How can we do that?
如何做到在患难中欢喜呢?
Let me tell you something. Here's the key. You will discover that there is a mysterious power when you start to suffer, an enormous spiritual power that starts to flow through and out of your life when you start to embrace suffering in your life.
当你承受痛苦的时候，你也会经历到在灵性上的一种能力。
God's empowering presence comes into your life when you're suffering in a far greater way than it will come at any other point in your life.
在你患难当中，神的那种能力会显示得更为强大。You
see a good example of that in, remember the story of Paul's thorn in the flesh?
有没有记得那个保罗在那个
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the 12th chapter tells us about this thorn in the flesh that the apostle Paul had. You remember three times he asked God, he said, God, please take away this thorn from my flesh.
就是保罗一直说的他那个眼中的刺,他要求神把那个刺挪去。
But listen to what God said in 2 Corinthians 12:9. Listen to what he says to Paul. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in what? In weakness. And then he goes on to say these words, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
在哥林多后书十二章第九节中，他说，神对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
You know, today we're fixated on the glamorous manifestations of power, like healing and miracles and megachurch rock stars who preach cool sermons. We focus on the tremendous manifestations of power, but Paul says there is power in suffering and enduring suffering.
我们今天都很注重那种正面的那种能量，而没有看到保罗所提醒我们的那种在患难当中所经历到的神的能力。
As we close today, I want to tell you a story of great endurance.
我将要结束的时候，要讲一个故事，就是有关怎么样来忍受患难。
I'll tell you actually the story of my wife's grandfather, whose name was Jimmy Douglas.
是我太太的祖父，他的名字是 Jimmy Douglas。
Jimmy Douglas played in the very first World Cup back in 1930.
他是在30年代的时候踢那个世界杯的。
Those of you who are soccer fans, right? The World Cup is going to be played where? In Brazil, right? But look, my Carol's grandfather, Jimmy Douglas, played in the very first World Cup back in 1930 in a place called Uruguay.
他是在第一届世界杯的时候踢足球的。
And the story is interesting because they never had played together once. What happened was they had three quick tryouts and someone said, okay, you're going to be on the American team. They never actually played once until they got on the boat to sail down to Uruguay.
他们从来没有训练过，只不过就是三次考试就选了几个人，然后大家就一起坐船去乌拉圭。
The first time they practiced together was on the boat. It took 14 days then to get down from New York down to Uruguay. And so that's the first time on board the boat they're practicing soccer, working together for the first time.
他们在船上第一次一起合作训练。
And get this, it's winter down in Uruguay when they play. No one told them to bring heavy clothes, you know. So no one even gave a heads up. So they go down to Uruguay and they're freezing. You know, they don't have any coats. They have light clothes. That's the beginning of their first experience in the World Cup.
他们去的时候那边正好是冬季，但是呢没有人告诉他们要带大衣，所以呢他们到了那边都是觉得非常的冷。
Now, amazingly, the American team went all the way to the semifinals. I guarantee you the American team won't get close to going to the semifinals. But the first World Cup with Carol's grandfather went all the way to the semifinals when they played Argentina.
很幸运的是，他们与阿根廷队就是对决的时候，他们进入了半决赛。
And the atmosphere was incredibly tense. You think things are bad today when you watch a soccer game? Back then, get this, they actually frisked, that is, checked not only the fans but the players for hidden weapons.
他们当时的气氛也是很紧张的不要以为紧张的气氛只有在现在，当时也是，当时有些人还带着武器。
And they actually confiscated about 10 knives. You're going to play these guys, and they have knives hidden in their uniforms.
就是在当时的那种紧张的那种竞争的环境。
And what I'm about to tell you is hard to believe. After they had frisked them and made sure that they weren't taking in any weapons, they took the American team over a drawbridge. You know what a bridge that you walk over and then it goes up like this? They took them over the drawbridge into the stadium where they're going to play the soccer game.
他们都要尽力搜身，然后呢，美国队就被他们要经过一个吊桥进入了那个运动场地。
And listen to this: the field where they were played was surrounded by a moat. Remember the old castles where you have a moat, you know, to keep people. The playing field was surrounded by a moat. They went over, and the drawbridge was up, and now they started to play against Argentina in the first World Cup.
他们的运动场地还被旁边有一圈像。像运河之类的东西，反正就是把他们与观众隔离开来。
And the Americans, no one said they had a chance, you know. And about 4 minutes into the game, Jimmy Douglas, who was the goalie, actually broke his leg. So for the rest of the game, he literally had to play goalie on one leg.
在四分那个开场四分钟以后。他太太的祖父，他那个腿就断了，所以呢，他在接下去的比赛当中只能用一条腿来比赛。
And then another player at the 8 minute mark broke his knee, so he was playing basically on one leg as well.
另外一个选手也是在八分钟之后，他的膝盖摔坏了。
And another player got kicked in the face, so he had to play with a handkerchief blocking his nose. So you got two one-legged players, including Carol's grandfather, one guy whose nose is broken, and the game went on.
另外一个呢，脸上被踢了，所以呢，他在后面的比赛当中一直要握着一条手帕来遮住他的鼻子。
Well, you say big deal. Bring in some substitutes, right?
我们现在会说，那有什么关系？让替补队员上好了。
They didn't allow any substitutes back then.
但是当时呢，是不允许的。
So for the bulk of the game, get this, the Americans were playing 8-11. The Argentine team was great, but they were further handicapped because they were playing 8-11, and they lost the game.
所以呢，美国队在当时呢是8-11。对那个阿根廷队。
But not to worry, they got paid really well.
但不用担心，他们当时还是报酬是很好的。
They each got $250 and a coat. You know, they finally get in a coat when the whole games were over.
他们每个人得到了250块去买一件大衣。
You know, what's the headline for this story of Carol's grandfather? It is this: no suffering, no glory.
那就是我要想说的就是不受苦就不会得到荣耀。
Because if you go to the Soccer Hall of Fame in Philadelphia, guess who's in the Soccer Hall of Fame? Carol's grandfather, Jimmy Douglas. But no suffering, no Hall of Fame.
Let
me ask you a question. Do you want spiritual power in your life?
你想不想要得到属灵上的能力?
We all want power, don't we? But if you really are serious about power, then you've got to know what Paul means when he says, I encourage you to boast in your suffering.
如果你真的想得到属灵的能力的话，那你就要牢记保罗所说的话，在患难中欢欢喜喜。
Why would I ever boast in my suffering? For one reason, when you start to accept this, you will experience enormous spiritual power in your life, and not until then.
为什么要在患难中欢喜呢？因为只有这样，你才会得到属灵上的一个非常就是非常的能力。